102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today, we are shining the light on Camp Okaizu. Please welcome former camper and a member of the board of directors, Hannah Malik. Hello, Hannah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So, Camp Okaizu, 36 years serving the community, but tell our KBLX audience who may have not had an opportunity to be introduced to Camp Okaizu what the general mission and purpose of the camp is.
Yeah, so our mission is to provide peer support, respite, and recreation and mentoring to families affected by childhood cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been around for over 35 years and support the whole family. So we have a lot of different programs, summer camp being our main one. We do 9 family camp weekends to offer support to the whole family. And then one that's very near and dear to me is a siblings program and allows the siblings of a cancer patient to get support, be around their peers who really know what they're going through, as well as programs for teens and 20s, so young adults, and then folks who unfortunately lost their child to cancer. We have some bereavement programs special for them.
So you have a special story in there as well as a sibling. Tell us what brought you to Camp Okaizu back in the day, Hannah.
Yeah, so my older brother, Charlie, was diagnosed with leukemia ALL when he was growing up. He's doing great today. He's actually a nurse, so kind of full circle for him.
Awesome.
But Okaizu played such an important role in my life and helped me through those difficult times and for my family. So, you know, oftentimes siblings are, you know, left at home or staying with relatives because one parent is working to keep insurance going and the other parent's at the hospital with the patient. So like myself, most siblings, you know, feel neglected or, you know, they're having to stay with those relatives, not the center of attention. And when you're at siblings camp, we you're that center of attention. SIBS actually stands for special and important brothers and sisters. Mm. So it allows them that week of just being a kid, having fun and keeping cancer kind of on the back burner.
And so the siblings camps are actually separate from the cancer patients?
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. During our summer camp, we have 4 weeks for the siblings to come up and then 3 weeks for the oncology patients.
And the parents attend the camps as well, or they just have like a support system?
Yeah, so when we do our family camps, those are just weekends. Families come up on a Friday night and leave on a Sunday or even Monday morning. That's when the whole family comes up. During the morning of those, our volunteer counselors are out there playing with the kids, and the parents are in discussion groups that are facilitated to kind of talk through their journey, to see how they got through it, and support each other.
Wow. What does the everyday camp look like? Because I'm sure you have to methodically think about infection, and are all the camp counselors or volunteers trained in some way to deal with oncology patients? Or
yeah, so we have amazing volunteers that make our programs happen, and they go above and beyond. Our summer camp is a 9-day commitment for our volunteers, 7 days for the actual campers. And the 9 days for the volunteers includes 2 days of staff training, and then they're with the kids for 7 days. And the day-to-day, you know, the kids have special interests or special activities they do in the morning. In the afternoon, we do things as a cabin, they're together. And then usually in the evenings, there's an all-camp activity, whether it's a dance, capture the flag, all kinds of fun stuff.
I guess some people, and me even, I'm kind of just visualizing a child who's suffering from cancer or surviving cancer in an inner tube in a lake. Is that the kind of camps we're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So our campground is absolutely beautiful. It's in Berry Creek, California, so in the Sierra foothills. We have 3 lakes. There's a fishing pond, so kids are able to go swimming. We have a ropes course, and even a ropes course that's accessible by wheelchair, which is really cool so that everybody can be involved. There's archery. There's hiking trails. We do campfires. We have medical staff on site all the time, both for the siblings and oncology camp. We distribute medication, chemotherapy, and all that while kids are there.
Okay. And you mentioned that part of Camp Okaizu is supporting families who have their children have lost the fight with cancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what does that camp look like?
Yeah. So the program is very similar to our others. There's some complexities to it. We have for teenagers who've lost their sibling, there's a special teen bereaved weekend that we offer a few times a year. And again, our our mission of bringing that peer support is really there, bringing this community that has that same exact experience to support each other. So those are just fun weekends, getaways for teens that have gone through that. And then we have those family camps for special for bereaved families. We do a special candlelight ceremony to remember those who we've lost. Yeah. And it's pretty cool. And we have a memory grove where we plant a tree every year. And if someone passes, folks can create like a rock or a friendship bracelet and leave it in memory of somebody.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the grounds. Where is it located?
Yeah, so it's in Berry Creek, California. It's about 3 hours up north from the bay. It's 500 acres of land. We use about 100 acres of it, and it's absolutely beautiful. Big flat. Again, I mentioned the archery, boating, swimming, all that fun stuff. We're really lucky to have that beautiful property.
And does the Campo Kaizu own the property or through sponsorships or through partnerships? Or?
Yeah, so we, in the beginning of Campo Kaizu, we were renting spaces. We were really running just a few programs, and we've just outgrown because of the demand that's out there. Mm. So we now run 9 family camp weekends, 7 weeks of summer camp, 4 teens and 20 weekends, 2 bereavement teen weekends. So even though it's a summer camp, our program is year-round. We're able to offer that support through the many different programs.
Okay. We're talking with Hannah Mollick. He's a former camper, and he's on the board of directors for Camp Okaizu. Okaizu comes from the Sioux language and means unity, to come together to heal from a hurt, to make whole. And the mission of Camp Okaizu is to provide peer support, respite, mentoring, and recreational programs to meet the needs of all members of families affected by childhood cancer. So somebody who's listening right now who perhaps has a family member who is in the fight against cancer, you serve the whole family. So the best way for them to reach you, obviously, is at okaizu.org, okaizu.org. But what's the kind of step-by-step process? Do they have to meet some kind of specifications or qualifications to be allowed in, or what's the cost?
Yeah, so we don't turn anybody away. So folks go onto our website and apply to come to camp. And that just, you know, gives us their contact information, the hospital that their child is treated at. And then they're able to apply for the different programs, whether it's summer camp for the siblings or the patient or the family camps. Again, we don't turn anybody away, and we don't charge anybody for our programs.
Wow.
One of the beautiful things is we're able to provide support to the whole family and free of charge, because a lot of these families are incurring medical costs. So we don't want to, you know, put that on them. So we work with a lot of sponsors and partners to fund our program and keep it going.
Okay. Well, then let's talk about what our KBLX family can do to help support, whether it be donations, monetary donations. Do you also take in-kind donations, like, I don't know, sleeping bags or things you might need for the camp? And then also partnerships, sponsors, and more volunteers to be able to come up and work the camp.
We actually have a page on our website for folks to donate, if that's easy. Also, to volunteer. When folks volunteer, that could either be for a weekend of a family camp or a full week of summer camp. It's a lot of fun. I've been doing it for many years, and it's one of the highlights of my year. So folks can learn about volunteering on our website. We also do accept in-kind donations and have a wish list on our website for some of the top items that we need.
What are some of the items that you need? Because somebody might just like have a van or have a canoe or a guitar or something.
Yeah, so some of the big items kind of year-round is bug spray, toothbrush, and toothpaste. Sometimes kids come to camp and forget some of those those items, so we have extra on hand to provide to them. So bug spray, sunscreen is also very big. And then we update our wish list pretty frequently, so if we get a lot of one item, we take it off the list to put some others on there.
Okay. I love just thinking of a kid not having to worry about cancer for a minute, and just his biggest worry be, you know, bug spray or getting a sunburn or getting a bug bite. So tell us maybe a success story or just something from your own memories of going there yourself or with your brother, of just a kid at Camp Okaizu.
Yeah, so many memories come to mind. So many good times. You know, we get a lot of quotes back from kids, and, you know, they'll say that this is better than Disneyland. Mm. It's the highlight of their year. One family put it really eloquently. They said that they go to the hospital to cure cancer, but they go to Okaizu to heal.
Mm.
And that's the spot where, you know, they're able to have good times as a family. They don't have to worry about cooking. We provide those meals for them and snacks throughout the day. So it really lets them to bond as a family and let the kids be kids.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned to volunteer for a week of camp. You spend 7 days with the actual kids at the camp, but 2 days are in training. What does that training look like? Can anybody do it?
Yeah, absolutely. So some training is done beforehand. We have some online training. And then once the counselors are on site, there's 2 days where they're working with their co-counselors to get to know each other. Some training just specifically to our program, working with kids to best serve them for the week.
Do you have to be like certified with CPR or
No, not certified for CPR. Mm-hmm. We encourage that if people have that. It's always a little bonus. But we, you know, ask for volunteers of all ages, starting at 18, since we are working with youth, but no maximum there for age, mm-hmm. and encourage people to come out and volunteer.
Yeah, I can just picture our KBLX family. I really, really encourage you, family, if you're listening right now, to take advantage of an opportunity to donate your time to Campo Kaizu, because, I mean, the setting's just got to be absolutely beautiful, let alone the kids and the families have got to be just so inspirational. Yeah. Okay. KBLX family, volunteer. Get information at okaizu.org, okizu.org. You can also call their location up in Novato. It's 415-382-9083. We're talking with Hana Malik, and he is a former camper. He's on the board of directors of Camp Okaizu. All right, Hana, you've been volunteering for a long time, and you work for the Red Cross in San Francisco. So bless you for all the service and
Thank
all
you.
The work that you do. But tell us another story about Camp Okaizu.
Yeah, so one of my favorite stories, there was a teenage girl, oncology patient at camp, and she was actually going to be receiving her last chemotherapy treatment before she was cancer-free. And she went in to our infirmary with the doctors and nurses, got her treatment, and her cabin mates came outside and made a little funnel for her to walk out of and were cheering her on. And I'm getting goosebumps just telling the
cry.
Story.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was her last cancer treatment. And I've seen that camper come back to camp, and just that moment meant so much for her to be with her peers, and all of them knew exactly how she felt. Mm. And that's not the case at school, you know. Sometimes at school, kids are bullied, they're made fun of, they lose their hair, they're gaining weight or losing weight because of prednisone and chemotherapy. But at camp, everyone really understands each other and are there to support each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they do chemo treatments on-site in your infirmary at Camp Okaizu?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So your medical staff is are they all volunteers as well?
Absolutely, wow. Yeah. We have amazing doctors and nurses that volunteer their time to be up there.
Okay. Doctors and nurses who are listening also, if you have time to volunteer. And then again, quickly, what you said about your in-kind wish list online at okaizu.org. You talked about, you know, needing bug spray or suntan lotion. I can just imagine somebody who's listening right now that might work for a company or an organization who could offer something like that, and they could become a partner for Camp Okaizu and a sponsor. Who are some of the regular sponsors or partners with Okaizu?
Yeah, so we have some amazing sponsors. Neil Hennessy up in Marin is a big sponsor of ours. Big sponsor for our big gala that we do in March, as well as a lot of our kind of year-round programs. So he's a big one of ours. We work with a lot of foundations and corporate sponsors as well.
We want Camp Okaizu shouting out your organization. Partner up, okaizu.org, okizu.org. Well, what do you do if kids do come up and they've forgotten stuff or they're short things?
Yeah, one story that comes to mind, a social worker knew that this family, you know, needed a lot of support. They didn't have a sleeping bag or any of those items. So the social worker was able to let us know that. The kids, we offer free transportation to get up to camp. And since we knew this individual didn't have any items, we had a suitcase and a sleeping bag with his name on it that we put by the bus so that when he got there, he didn't even know he didn't bring stuff. It was a young boy, but he, just like the rest of the kids in his cabin, we were able to move his things because we put that together. So it's just a cool story of what we do.
Nice. So he can unpack his bag, be just like a regular kid. Yeah, that's really what it's a lot about, is to just kind of leave the cancer behind for a minute and feel like a regular kid.
Exactly, yeah, especially our oncology program. We have some campers that have lost limbs because of bone cancer or have scars because they had ports or tubes, and they can just kind of hang loose and be around kids that know how they feel.
Mm-hmm. Just go swimming. Aw, well, bless your heart. Camp Okaizu, okaizu.org is the website again. And the phone number is 415-382-9083. Hana Malik, thank you so much. Really nice to meet you. I appreciate you greatly.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Camp Okaizu, okaizu.org, O-K-I-Z-U. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. If you'd like to shine the light on your organization or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.